Hello.
Hello.
So this is Mr. Rick Martin?
Yes, Rick from Hoffenmesser. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Tim, the guy that just typed you. I'm trying to create an app, and I'm looking at y'all website. So you can help me build an app.
Yes, sir. We develop applications for different type of clients. They come up with their idea, okay, and we tell them about what's best in regards and relevant to their idea and what can be done. So you said that you would want to make an application. So if you can tell me more details about your idea, I will tell you how we can start working on it.
Well, tell me, is a fee on this? I mean, what's the fee on this to create this app?
Well, there is a fee, of course, to develop the application. But, of course, the fees, it depends on the features, functionalities, okay, and the type of application that we're trying to build. So we would know after discussion that what type of resource that we would want to have, we would want to have on this project, okay, but if it will be for iOS, Android, okay, and how detailed and in-depth this application is, and how much time we need to invest, only then I would be able to provide you an estimated quote and timeline.
Okay, so where is y'all really located? Y'all in Dubai or y'all in Glover, Illinois?
Right, Illinois, Skokie, Illinois.
Oh, okay. So you can tell me what the fee is like to get this app started?
I can tell you about how much it will cost you to develop your application, but first you need to tell me what type of application that you're looking to develop.
Oh, well, the app that I'm creating is like a social media app, but it's basically like a social media app, but it's, you know, mostly like, you know, it's most like history and, you know, family event, and That's what it's based on.
Sure. I'm getting your idea, actually, okay, because there is no such a proper social media application running right now, but when first this occurred, Facebook and all of these different type of social media campaigns came out, there was a type of application, or you can say a type of web-based portal, which was based on social media and was into history. There was this thing like about 22 years ago. But anyways, I think that this is a right time to start working on this type of an idea with the technology and the people, how fast they're moving away from the history. So this is a great idea to have something like this out in the market. Do you have any type of wireframes that you have designed for this idea of yours, or if you have documented anything?
Nope, I don't.
Okay. So you haven't put anything, then I believe that this will be a very detailed and long call. So I would want to know more details about the app, because you just told me right now that it will be a social media app and there will be some history. But right now I would want you to give me more details, what options you're looking at. Okay, do you want like messages, history timeline, people can do, how people will use their family history and everything. So if you can help me with more details, I will be able to help you out with the time and price.
But the app is basically the form of like TikTok and Facebook, like where people could put vacations, holidays, or church events, and or things like that, or you know. And it's going to be like a more of education stuff on there for education for like for people.
Okay, so it will be somewhere similar to Facebook. Okay, you can have events and everything. All right, and what was the last point?
Repeat that again.
What was your last point?
So you said, so it's going to be like something like Facebook or something? Yeah, I had to go like on Facebook to create this?
You are saying that this application will be like Facebook, right?
Yeah, it's basically, it's in that category like Facebook and TikTok. It's in that, like, in that general. And it's basically something like that, but it's like
TikTok
a social media app.
TikTok is whole like another type of a social media. So we need to make sure what genre of social media application we are following. We are looking at somewhere something like TikTok, something like Instagram, like Facebook.
Nah, it's basically something like TikTok, but it's
okay.
More like it's going to be like more education.
Okay, and what do you mean by when you say it will be like more like education?
Like, you know, like people, you know, like math, do like educate like more history, you know, find stuff on history, and or they, you could do math problems or something like in that.
Like what will people learn? With this application, if this is like you're saying, this will be an educational application, right? So I would want to know what will people learn through from it.
I mean, like, how do you put that? When you, like, you know, you can learn like most like black history, like things like in black history, or you know, like they teach in school like in black history, like, you know, somebody want to know about black history or history, you know, that, you know, it's in the textbook or something like they learn in school.
The history they learn in school, the history is related to black people, the history related to Native Americans, all that?
Like different, like history, like different culture.
Different cultures, okay. History regarding different cultures, okay. And only related to history when we talk about education?
Like, yeah, like history, like, you know, different history on, you know, history of different countries and more like learning different history on different cultures.
Okay, and from how, since what time do you want the application to tell history? In 1900s, 1800s, how far and you want to go? How backwards you would want to go? And so people would know that this is, for example, this will be about like this or that. So if you can tell me, it would really help me.
Now, you're talking about how far you want to go back in history?
Yeah. How far you would want to go back the history, if you can tell me. It will be very easy for me to design the application.
Hey. I mean, as far as they want to go back, I mean, in history, I wouldn't say back in those slavery days, you know.
How back? Like 1800, 1700? How back do you want to go? 19th century, 1900? What time? Because 1900 is like only World War started in 1904, right? So that's not too old. If you would want to go back in 1800 when the Britishers were colonizing it, how back you would want to go at the time when East India Company or
obviously back somewhere around about 1800, somewhere around there.
1900, 1800, somewhere around it. Okay. All right. So I'm just making my notes. I hope you don't mind, because I need to make sure that I'm providing you with the proper estimate. So what I'm looking at is that once you log in to the social media, okay, there's a timeline. Okay, there's a timeline. It's showing events started, which started to happen since 17th century. Okay, just call it like this, from 1700 or 17th century or 1800 century. Okay. Now, what you do is, you put up the information that you have from the history. You put up everything on the social media, okay? And people, this is a timeline going from 1700 till current date to 2024, okay? And whenever people can choose a year and a date, and they would know what happened, what actually happened in that year in this month and on this date, okay? And people can actually, under that history post, there can be a comment section where people can actually talk to each other, okay? Now, this is how this can be a social media application. People can actually talk to each other, and they can have a discussion on the topics of the history with each other. And it can actually bring different type of people together, discussing and having a conversation of different cultures.
Mm-hmm. Right? So for you to create an app like that, what would the fee would be to do something like that?
I have to say that I need to work more on the details, okay? I have to see what type of actually technology that we will be using to develop this application, okay? And how much time, for the time, I think that if we are going back like around 17th century, we would be needing somewhere around 5 to 6 months to get this app fully developed and that is functional and can go live on the app stores. Okay, that's a rough estimated idea that I know. Yes, sir?
Well, when you, I guess when you figure everything out, can you send me a text and let me know what that fee is on that?
Well, of course. I what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a detailed document for you, okay, which you can go through, okay? I would tell you in that document we will write how the application will work from start to finish, like from sign in to sign out, okay? Sign in, home page, profile creation, settings, comments, like, a reply, video upload, okay, everything. Everything will be mentioned in that document, how the complete application will perform. Now, if you would want to make changes into the document, you can always do that. And if you agree with the document that I've shared and you're like, okay, Rick, this is exactly what I'm looking for, please go ahead and let me know the estimated timeline and price, and I will just simply reply back to you that, okay, this will take this much time, and this will take this much of the cost from your side. Okay?
So you're going to send me a text on this information?
I would prefer to send you an email with a document, okay? A text yeah, if you can help me out with your, with your email address, it will be better. So, because I will be sharing a whole document with you that will contain like around 9 to 10 pages.
Okay. Right now, I'm having some change on my email. So, but I got you on site, so I will contact you. I still got you. Your name and everything, Rick Martin, and I will keep in touch with you and contact you until I get my email straightened out.
Need to create a history educational social media application, right? Okay, by the way, you haven't told me your name. What's your name?
My name's Tim.
Tim?
Yes, sir.
T-I-M?
T-I-M.
What's your last
and
name?
I got you right here, and so what I do, let me get my email straightened out, and I'll shoot you another email that and give you the email so I can keep in touch with you on a one-on-one basis.
So perfect. Well, once you're ready with your email address, okay, you can simply give me a call back on my number.
I will.
Or you can simply reply back to an email.
Yeah, I
okay?
got you.
Because
I
would
you.
Want to share a document with you, which I cannot do on text messages. So
okay,
it would be kind enough from your side if I'm working on your idea. Give me an email address so we can actually work on it. But
okay.
anyways, since we are working on it, of course, if I have an idea, I would know that, okay, like Rick, this is the idea that I have, and I think that I would want this someone to start working on my idea after a week. But I want them to finish in next 3 to 4 months or like whatever the timeline is. But and I would also have an estimated budget in the back of my head, and I will only be able to spend this much amount of the money. So what I'm asking from your side is like, have you decided like what budget you will be able to spend on this application?
That's what I'm trying to figure out with your fee, because I want to know what the fee was, and before, you know, I'll be finished to let you know how far that I was going on it.
Okay, so why I was asking this, Mr. Tim, is like I'm your eyes, ears, okay, and I'm the person who will be representing your side of the story to my company, okay? And we have options, different type of options while we are developing an application. So if I have a rough estimate, I don't want you to give me an exact figure. If you can just help me out with a ballpark figure, okay, it will help me to actually look at good developers and designers and onboard them onto your project, okay? So we are able to provide you with a fine application. Just give me a ballpark figure.
But I'm asking, what is your application fee? I mean, what is your ballpark figure? I mean,
sir,
what figure do you have?
There is no fixed application fee, as I told you. But, yeah, okay, I can tell you, like, there is $30 per hour to $40 per hour rates, okay? And we are on the downside, on the lower side in the market. The right now market is between $55 plus per hour for the app development project. But we are only charging $30 per hour rate, okay? So this is a rate that we will $30 per hour.
$30. Well, send me a leak on that, so and I could look at it, then I could go from there, I could decide from there. So send me a leak on that information.
I can do everything if you can actually provide me with an email address. Right? If you can help me out with an email address, I will be able to send you
well,
the document. If you can.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I got your information. Uh-huh. Let me get my email straightened out, and then I sent you a link back, and I typed the link in to where you can send me that leak on the email address. That sound
Great.
Good?
Perfect. Yeah, of course.
Great.
That sounds good. You already have my number, right?
Yeah,
the number
I got you.
From which I'm calling you. When you get your email address, it's great. Give me a call back, okay? Dictate me your email, and I shoot you everything that I have. I will share
got
my company profile, our portfolio, the work we have done, okay, what type of applications we have worked on, and all the rates and everything.
Got you. Sound good.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan. So now the ball is in your court, and I'll wait for your call.
Okay, then. All right.
You have a wonderful day, Tim. Take care. Bye.
Yeah.